USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A sharply divided Senate confirmed John Ratcliffe as Director of National Intelligence, with Democrats refusing to support the nomination over fears that he will politicize the intelligence community's work under President Donald Trump. All Democrats opposed Ratcliffe making the first DNI to be installed on a partisan vote since the position was created in 2005. The final tally was 49 to 44. Ratcliffe takes over the agency at a tumultuous time. The nation faces threats from Iran and North Korea. Russian disinformation campaigns interfere with U.S. elections and tensions with China over rising competition and the spread of the coronavirus. At the same time, Trump has viewed the intelligence agencies with distrust and ousted and fired multiple officials. Ratcliffe will replace Richard Grenell, the current acting director who's overseeing the recent personnel changes. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. Global cases of COVID-19 topped 5 million. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, there have been 328,000 coronavirus deaths worldwide, with more than 94,000 in the U.S. alone. And President Donald Trump has a face covering with the presidential seal on it, but refused to wear it in the public part of his tour of a Ford plant in Michigan, despite the factory's policy. The president said, "I wore one in the back area, but didn't want the press to get the pleasure of seeing it," in the Ford plant in Ysplanti that's making ventilators to combat coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Musicians are still bringing music to the masses despite the pandemic. And with one example, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Neil Young is still performing during the coronavirus lockdown. Of course, he's doing so virtually. The singer-songwriter has been doing those virtual concerts on his website in a series called Fireside Sessions. And in his latest edition, he performed outdoors in what he called his Barnyard Edition, playing for a live audience of chickens, ducks, horses, and an alpaca.
Oh, I see you more than I can take. I only harvest some.
You can watch it yourself at neilyoungarchives.com. Look for Movie Night. And I'm Chris Barnes.
Did she wake you?
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendation should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.